Representative Cam Buckner also tweeted out, still hopeful that pragmatism and common sense will win the day. Hashtag Chicago schools. Some school is better than no school. The great Billy Preston said it best. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Let's remember our children. Representative Buckner, you're on WGN. How are you, sir?
I'm great, John. How are you today?
Thanks for giving us an opportunity to play that song. I love that tune.
I love it, too.
We read some of your tweets from earlier in the show from over the weekend. You mentioned that your sisters are CPS educators and principals. Your mom and your sisters are CPS educators, principals, and that your father also passed away due to COVID. Is that right?
That's right. And the reason I put that in the tweet was to give some context to what I was going to say afterwards, right? That I have a very intimate and nuanced understanding and connection with the Chicago public school system, not just as a graduate of CPS, but someone who grew up in a house with a CPS parent and with siblings who followed in her footsteps to be CPS educators as well, but also that I understood the enormity of our situation and how painfully aggressive COVID can be, that it's a real thing. It's not a fallacy. It's a true virus that's really spreading. And you know, my family suffered from that this year. Well, last year in April with the loss of my father. And so putting all that together, saying that we need to find a way to get to a solution where we can get our children back to school safely.
Yeah, okay, foundation set. By the way, I'm sorry, so sorry about your father's passing. And if I understand correctly, then he probably was not able to get a vaccine back then, huh?
Right, yeah. He had there was some health issues before that, and so getting the vaccine would have been detrimental to him. And so we were in this weird kind of gray space where he couldn't have gotten it, and then he finally did succumb to the disease.
What do your sisters say about going back, and your mom about going back into the classrooms?
Yeah, but look, they're frustrated like everyone else. We know before this current situation happened, there were high rates of absenteeism in school already. Because of the number of cases in many of the schools and the fact that many of the teachers and the students had to quarantine. You know, they have been very staunch with their belief, and I've heard this from teachers across my district, teachers across the city, that they want to teach. They want to get back in the classroom, but they want to feel safe, and they want to feel like the city and the school system is supporting them in that effort. And so I don't think that this is rocket science, John. I think we can find a way to get to yes at this, but we've got to actually sit down and have some real conversations and do the easy stuff first, and then we can figure out the rest of it later.
You think that we should have remote learning at least until we get a handle on this?
I do. You know, with the numbers that we see with Omicron, with the spike, with the fact that we are now going on 4 days that our students have not been in school, this is a problem. Listen, I was in Springfield for 1 day last week, and I'm not there today. Why? Because of the spike and the necessity to adapt on the fly. Have we stopped doing the work of the people of Illinois? No, we just will be doing it differently and virtually now. With a virus like this, course corrections are inevitable.
You're an adult, though, and adults can work better remotely. You're responsible, and your pay depends upon it, et cetera. Do you think that kids trying to learn out of their kitchens and bedrooms and living rooms are getting any education?
Listen, it's tough. I've talked to the folks who I'm very close to who are educators, and some children have been able to deal with it and to succeed. Other young people, it's been harder for them. And so I want to be very clear with the fact that I believe that children belong in the classroom. My default is always that school-aged children should be in school. And I'll share a personal anecdote, John. I'll tell you why. In October of 2008, I had a 7-year-old cousin who was kidnapped from his home and murdered on a day that he wasn't in school. Now, this was because of a scheduled professional development day, but there's always this cloud over my family that, you know, if he was in school, that he would still be here with us. But on top of that, we think students learn better in school, and not just what's in the lesson plan, but through interaction with their peers. We want children in school, but we also want them to be safe. And COVID has been erratic, and so we need to take precautions. This is also true for the teachers and the staff that we ask to educate them. And so we've got some answers in front of us that we need to be able to grasp and then move forward.
My stars, Cam, that personal anecdote is just awful. I'm going to move past it, though, if you don't mind, and ask you,
absolutely,
do you have a number in mind? Like, I wonder what the metrics should be. Positivity percent or a percent of the student population getting regularly tested? What do you think satisfies you? What do you think satisfies or should be satisfactory to the CTU?
Yeah, I think as far as positivity rate is concerned, I believe that there needs to be a baseline number that we should be able to work with health professionals, public health professionals, epidemiologists, to figure out what that number is and when we've entered the danger zone. And then I believe, and we talk a lot about school by school basis. I think that can help contextualize.
Do you think that individual principals? You think individual principals should be able to make the decision for their school?
I think after some district wide things are done, right? So I think if I'm at George Washington School and I have a 0% positivity rate, but the Andrew Jackson School down the street has a 50% positivity rate. Now, obviously, we have to deal with those differently. But, I mean, coming off, for instance, a 2 or 3 week Christmas break, coming off of some of these larger gaps in the school year where our children are in the world, right? And we've got to be smart about coming back. Listen, there are schools all across the state who have done this. I mentioned, the Glenbrook School District and the Niles School District. There are a lot of private schools around Chicago who, after the Omicron surge began to happen and the students had been home for 2 weeks, they said, well, hold on, let's not go back on Monday. Let's test first. Let's figure out where we are, and then we can figure out what our plan is.
But that's it. But we have 60 seconds left. But if in those schools or at CPS, kids are home for 2 weeks for Christmas, we're saying, oh, wait, now it's too dangerous. Keep them home even longer. That's where they got sick to begin with. Allison Arwoody says the safe place is in the schools. The richer schools have better access to testing, or they have better compliance with testing. But is that the linchpin to this thing? Is that what we need? We need the kids to be tested before they go back? Are you thinking, Cam?
Because if not, this is all conjecture, right? We're tilting at windmills if we don't know whether or not we have a high infection rate or not. So, yes, we've got to get our young people tested. We've got to be able to get our teachers tested, and then we can create an actionable plan and go from there.
I'm out of time right now. You like Leslie Frazier as the next Bears coach, huh?
Listen, I'm a huge Leslie Frazier fan.
Did you play with him or for him? I mean, what was that all about?
I did not. He spent some time at the University of Illinois in the 90s, but his son was a teammate of mine at the University of Illinois, and I've gotten to know Coach Frazier very well, and I'm a homer, so I'll be honest about that.
Fair enough. Listen, my best to your family, and let's connect again, and hopefully not only will the two sides come to terms, but the numbers will go down so that everybody's in agreement. It's nice to talk to you today, Cam.
Absolutely. Thank you, John. You too. Thank you.